From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama says the U.S. will hold to its promise of having all its combat troops out of Iraq by next October. He reiterated the point during a meeting today at the White House with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He said the two leaders also discussed other issues.
We are moving now to issues beyond security, and we are beginning to talk about the economy, trade, commerce.
The president says he's interested in seeing the parliament pass an election law that would create the legal guidelines for a nationwide vote in January. Afghanistan's election commission has ordered a runoff presidential election held November 7th. It will pit President Hamid Karzai against the runner-up in the August vote, Abdullah Abdullah. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul says Karzai agreed to the second round of voting after some arm twisting.
He certainly was under a lot of pressure, and because the international investigators had declared that there was widespread fraud and, in fact, negated 1.3 million votes, it would have been very hard for him to disregard this altogether. And again, there was an international emphasis in terms of phone calls and meetings with the president to persuade him to accept this. But he did mention at the press conference today that he's still very concerned about the million votes in the South that were set aside. There were also about 300,000 votes in the North that were set aside. But he says this is not the time to do investigations. This is a time of unity, and it's time for them to do another election.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. UN-backed investigators found fraud in the first election and tossed out a third of Karzai's votes, leaving him with less than 50% of the total. France and Britain will deport several hundred Afghan migrants in a joint charter flight today. Eleanor Beardsley has the story from Paris.
Many of the migrants were cleared out of a camp that was closed down in the French port city of Calais last month. France and Britain have been struggling with a growing tide of illegal immigrants from Afghanistan who try to immigrate to Britain via France. For the last decade, the migrants have lived in squalid camps in northern France in the hopes of sneaking aboard a ferry to Britain, where they believe asylum and job prospects are better. Human rights groups are denouncing the forced repatriation. Vincent Lenoir works with a French migrant support group in Calais.
There is war in Afghanistan, and the French army is doing war in Afghanistan. That's why we cannot understand how we can even think of deporting them back to Afghanistan.
Most of the migrants paid smugglers thousands of dollars in life savings to reach Europe. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he's encouraged by Pakistan's major offensive against Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters near the Afghan border, but says it's too early to say how the operation will end. Meantime, Taliban militants attacked Pakistani forces, and two suicide bombers struck an international university in the capital, killing six people. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 70 points to 10,021, the Nasdaq down 20. This is NPR. The number of new U.S. homes and apartments being built rose slightly in September. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
Housing starts were up 0.5%, but the level of new home and apartment construction was still lower than many economists had expected. The Commerce Department report also included signs that construction could be slowing down in the future. Applications for building permits needed to start a project fell by 1.2%. Robert Dank is an economist at the National Association of Home Builders.
We think this is a signal that the economy, that the general economic recovery and the housing recovery are both still very fragile.
He says builders might be pulling back because the new home tax credit is set to expire soon.
You could understand if the builders are in general pessimistic these days.
Dank's group is pushing for the credit to be extended and expanded. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Wholesale prices fell by a surprising amount in September. Prices for gasoline and heating oil dropped dramatically. Computers and most other electronics were also cheaper last month. The government says the producer price index fell 0.6% in September. Analysts had expected a flat reading. Prices rose sharply in August. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal by Chinese Muslim detainees held at Guantanamo who say they should be freed in the U.S. The justices will decide whether federal judges in Washington have the right to order the federal government to release the prisoners inside this country when no other country will accept them. U.S. authorities have cleared the 17 Uyghurs of being terrorism suspects. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.